This is Andy Zodin with KickServe Radio. I'm joined by Kevin Larson, who is going to tell us today about the best New Year's Eve party offered anywhere in the city of Denver. It is the White Rose Gala. It takes place at the Ellie Calkins Theater, well, on New Year's Eve. Kevin, thanks for joining us, and tell us about how excited people should be about what you got going on this New Year's Eve.
Well, thanks for having me. People should be very excited. New Year's is that time of year when you need to do it up right, get dressed up, go out and take the year out with style and bring the new year in with passion. So that's what we're doing.
Kevin, the White Rose Gala has a roaring 20s theme. As you say, 95% of the guests that will be there, and there will be thousands, are dressed to the nines, tuxes, 20s attire. I mean, this thing is very theatrical. I mean, this is a very spirited event.
Yeah, this is one of those times when you get all ages that come out, the 21 to 81 years of age, mixing together for New Year's. People go all out on their outfits. You've got tuxedos, women in flapper ball gowns and couture dresses, and just having a great time.
And basically, you guys use every square inch of that Ellie Calkins Theater. It's several floors. How many people usually attend? And talk about a little bit about the evolution of the event. How long have you been doing the event with this theme and this format?
Well, we are on 16 years now of doing the White Rose Gala. Party started because there wasn't a really good option for people to go out and dress up in Colorado and put on a tuxedo or a suit and really do it in style for that kind of 30s, 40s age group. So we created the White Rose Gala, and it just took off. So we got now, it's 2,000 people every year. Like you said, five floors. We've got the speakeasy. We've got the main floor with two live bands, 60 performers that are going to be in-house entertaining. And it's just crazy. Pure controlled chaos.
Based on what I've seen, it looks like there's no shortage of watering holes and bars for the folks. What about food? Is this a dinner as well? Talk about that side of it.
This is not a dinner. So we start at 9 o'clock, and we figure at that point most people will have eaten.
Right.
There's plenty of restaurant options right next to the event. We are in the heart of downtown in the Denver Center of Performing Arts. So we let people handle their food on their own, and then they come and join us for the festivities.
Very good. And for people that have not made New Year's Eve plans and are hearing this interview and are like, hey, we got to go do this. We got to check it out. Let's party with the party people of Denver. Where will they find out more information and get registered and get tickets?
It's whiterosegala.com. Tickets, the links are there. All the information, videos, photos from previous years. It's a fun place to check out for people that have never been. It's also fun for the guests. We have a large percentage of the event are people that have been going for all 16 years.
Fantastic. Well, I tell you what, I know that my wife and I are going to be, we're going to be rookies this year and come for the first time, but we're very excited to come with some of our friends and some of our business associates, and it sounds like a really fun crowd. We're super excited, so thanks for connecting me to the event, Kevin, and I'm excited to get more and more people and, if at all possible, help you grow this thing, although it doesn't sound like you need a lot of help there. But very, very excited, and there's a big buzz around the event, so congratulations on the success, and keep up the great work, and we'll look forward to New Year's Eve with you.
We appreciate the help, and it takes a village to raise a child, and, well, I'm still a child.
There will be a village that night, so we'll look forward to it, and New Year's Eve at the LA Calkins, it's the White Rose Gala. Kevin Larson presents. Thanks, Kevin, for joining us.
Thank you.
Don't forget to mess around when you're doing the Charleston. Charleston, worst thing you do. Now when you rail way back, then you grab your gal, and then you clap your hands, and you do the Eagle Rock. But don't you stop at all.